Sherman ranges back easily under it, makes the play, and that's going to do it. 1-2-3 for Riverfield in the top of the fourth. We're headed to the bottom of the fourth inning of action. Rebels leading 5-0 in Game 3 of the South State Championship Series. You're listening to Tri-County Academy Baseball on 103.9 WYAB. It's the bottom of the fourth inning. Tri-County leading 5-0 and a big hit by the catcher Sawyer Pettit. He laced one out into left center field all the way out to the fence for a stand-up double. And now he'll get a courtesy runner and head over to the dugout. What a nice piece of hitting to start off this fifth inning. And that's going to bring Hayden Smith to the plate with a runner at second, no outs.
So, Cliff, with a 5-0 lead right here, do you lay down a sacrifice bunt to get him to third in scoring position?
With Hayden Smith at the plate, the way he swings the bat, I'm letting Smith swing away right here.
I don't disagree with that.
So Smith steps into the batter's box. So far, he flew out to left field, and he walked. So, hey, he's due. He does square the bunt, though. So maybe Coach Barrett thinks a little differently than I do, so we'll see.
Well, this series, as we talked about, every run counts.
5-0 is the lead for Tri-County. It's the bottom of the fourth inning of play. Tri-County versus Riverfield. One ball, no strikes to Hayden Smith. No outs. Runner down at second base. That pitch stays high for ball two. Who is the courtesy runner down at second?
Cade Hunt.
Cade Hunt. I wanted Cade Hunt in there earlier, and now he's there.
Got what you wished for.
Tried to put him in there instead of his brother, Hayden. I think we'll see both of those young men possibly multiple times tonight. And the bunt is presented, pulled back, and three. So.
Yeah, he's not squaring just to square.
I don't think so.
I think he's trying to sacrifice.
He hasn't seen a pitch he could lay down yet. No strikes, no outs, runner at second. And Smith takes ball four, and he'll head down to first base. So Tri-County with a big double, now a walk. And once again, Tri-County making some noise with no outs. Runners on first and second. Good speed in both those runners. You might see a double steal here pretty quickly for the Rebels. We've seen that Coach Barrett is not scared to be aggressive on the base pass.
I'm guessing we're going to lay this one down.
And that ball catches the inside corner. That was a pretty hot fastball in there for a called strike one.
Good pitch. Good pullback, too, by Grayson Reimer, not to try to bunt that and get himself out.
So Reimer shows bunt, pulls it back. That one catches the strike zone. That would have been a nice pitch to lay a bunt down. Bottom half of the strike zone, fastball down the middle. But Reimer, 0-2, Whoa, high and tight, a little chin music. Sinheimer scrambling, and one ball, two strikes.
Yeah, you got a helmet on, though, Cliff.
That's true. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Pitch to Reimer. That ball is lifted. That ball's got a chance. That ball is foul. Man, a home run if it stays fair. Reimer absolutely grabbed a hold of that ball.
Yeah, inside fastball. He turned on it and got every ounce of his $1.50, didn't he?
Man, I'm going to tell you, that's going to make Parker rethink, or Mize, excuse me. That's going to make Mize rethink what he brings to the plate right here to Reimer.
Yeah.
So, one ball, two strikes, no outs.
I'm guessing something off speed here, Jeff, with a 1-2 count.
Have to be. So, Reimer, catcher sets up on the outside corner. Pitch is inside.
Yep, got called for a balk.
Wow. Big moment there for the Rebels. A balk that runs the count to 2 balls, 2 strikes. Oh, no pitch, rather. I'm sorry. I thought it was a ball. It's no pitch. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Runners at second and third, so 2 runners in scoring position, no outs. First balk we've seen tonight.
Never came set right there, Cliff.
So Mize, that breaking pitch, almost breaks it back into the strike zone, but stays in tight, runs the count to even at 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Yeah, Reimer tried to wear that one, too.
Yes, he did. I don't think he was trying to get out of the way at
all.
He
was not.
So 2-2 count. That pitch is lifted out into center field, if it's out of the left field, rather. Should get the runner home. Oh, Hunt tags, does not come home. I'm a little surprised. I thought they would be aggressive there, but
yeah,
holds the runner at third base.
I'm a little surprised with Coach Barrett right there, too.
It was shallow. It was shallow, and the throw was not bad.
Would have had to have been a really good throw to get him out, though.
But here's the other side of that coin. You got Albritton coming to the plate.
True.
Your odds are good right here.
But the flip side of that is, that was a way deeper fly ball than the one behind the first
base. Absolutely. Absolutely. That first one, it was tight.
Well, there you go.
The ball's driven up the middle with the shift over to the left side. No throw. So the shift comes back to bite the Raiders. If they're in a normal alignment, it's a routine play for the shortstop. The shift to the right side puts the infield out of position. Plates a run for the Rebels. A single for Albritton. Moves the runner in Smith over to third, and the Rebels with another one-out scoring opportunity with Hillman and runners on the corners.
Yep, good piece of hitting right there by Cruz Albritton. But, you know, I kind of get why they're in that shift, man. He is a pull hitter. I mean, no question.
Don't you love seeing it come back to bite them when they go in the shift? So the pitch to Hillman misses low and outside. 1 ball, no strikes. 6-0 lead for the Rebels. It's the bottom of the fourth inning. Tri-County versus Riverfield in Game 3 of the South State Championship, a berth in next week's championship series on the line. First two games in this series, a 3-0 win by Riverfield right here at Tri-County. The second game, a 1-0 nail-biter won by the Rebels.
Last time in the same situation was delayed still, Cliff.
So Hillman fouls one off.
And we did not try to score from third with Hayden Smith, the same runner as the last time, on the bag. So look out this time for the delayed steal and the third base runner to score.
So Albritton standing over at first. Smith, good speed on both sides with Albritton and Smith over at third. 6-0 lead, 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out. It's the bottom of the fourth inning. Tri-County with already with one across. Rebels looking to put up a crooked number once again. We've got the catcher headed out to the mound for a visit. What do you think those two guys are discussing, Shepard?
I think they're talking about the base runners right now. They know something's about to happen here. You know, whether it be just an outright steal or a delayed steal and what they're going to do and how they're going to handle that.
The discussion is over, and Young heads back to his position behind home plate. Hillman. On the night, he singled and walked. He singled the lead off that second inning.
If I'm the catcher right there, Cliff, I go out there and say, hey, let's get this out of the plate. Don't worry about that runner. Let's just get the out.
Hillman with a big swing and a miss.
Yeah, he's a little behind that fastball.
But we've seen that from Hillman multiple times. With that no strike and one strike count, he's swinging for the fences. Now, then he tends to tighten it up in a two strike count and try to put a ball in play.
He does shorten up and
Albritton heads to second. No throw. So we're being told that Albritton might have missed the hit and run signal on that last pitch, but no foul. No harm, no foul, I should say.
Same two result. Balls. He's standing on second.
That's right. Runners on second and third with one out. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch to Hillman behind his back. Oh, and there's a lot of messy fielding there from the catcher and the pitcher. Tri-County probably could have gotten the run home right there. If, you know, hindsight's 20-20. But anyway.
I lost the ball there, Cliff. Could he have scored?
Yeah, I think so.
He could have.
I think he could have. But it's a tough play. You know, the ball tends to rebound off this backstop pretty well here at Tri-County. Not real deep. Pitch to Hillman. Swing and a miss. And Hillman goes down with a strikeout. And still hope for the Rebels is a really good hitter. And Bergeron has the plate. And Bergeron 2-for-2 on the night. He had a line drive single. And a hard ground ball out in the left field. It was a single as well. We'll see if Bergeron can run it to 3-for-3 in the night. That ball's hit over to the shortstop. Shortstop scoops it over to first in time. Play is made. And the Rebels strand two here in the fourth inning. But the Rebels do push one more run across the plate. The lead has been increased to 6-0. Tri-County versus Riverfield. We're headed to the bottom of the fifth inning. You're listening to Tri-County Baseball on 103.9 WYAB. Trenton Mize, the pitcher now for Riverfield, will head to the plate to start off the fifth inning of play here tonight. Game three of the South State Championship Series with that state championship berth on the line. The sun peeking out now again. It's been overcast for the last little bit. Nice breeze blowing out the center. Now the wind's kind of died. Sun's peeking out. Feels like baseball weather.
It really does, man. What a pretty day to be playing a South State Championship game.
Walsh's first pitch is a breaking pitch. It misses outside. He follows that up with another breaking pitch. Check swing. Can't hold it up. I don't know. Was that the check swing called, or was that a
called
strike?
Yep.
But nonetheless,
it's a strike.
One ball, one strike, no outs. Your Rebels leading 6-0. And that pitch is a fastball right down the middle, fouled off into the net. Count runs to one ball, two strikes.
You know, Cliff, something I noticed about these Riverfield batters, man, they are all over that line. They are on top of that plate, really, really trying to make it tough for the Tri-County pitchers to throw strikes.
And you can't fault Walsh. He's challenged them on the inside. He's put a lot of pitches in there on the hands of these right-handed hitters.
But I love that kind of baseball, man. They're doing what they're taught to do, and you know, they're unapologetically trying to take something away from us, you know. So
two balls, two strikes, no outs. Mize at the plate for Riverfield. Breaking pitch. Sent down the third baseline. Foul. Boy, that one was trouble if it's 3 feet to the right.
That was close. That was about 3 inches to the right, and it's trouble.
So Bergeron got to scoot over just a little bit closer to that line. Walsh, two balls, two strikes, no outs. The pitch from Walsh from the windup. And it's a swing and a miss. The high heat gets him again. And there's a little ugly throw down to third base. You always hate to see him fumbling around, throwing it around the infield after a strikeout.
Yeah, maybe Pettit's just a little tired.
Yeah, maybe so.
Hey, really good pitch, though, by by Braden Walsh. He has really found his groove since that first inning.
And that'll send the nine-hole hitter, Weems, to the plate. His first appearance tonight was a fly ball out to right field for an out. Nice breaking pitch. I thought that one caught the zone, but called a ball.
Maybe
one
a little
ball, off. No strike. Nice pitch. That command for Walsh is still good in the fifth inning.
Yep.
That ball's hit down the third baseline. It's going to get foul. Even the count at one ball, one strike.
How many pitches is Walsh up to?
Walsh is 56 pitches in the fifth inning. That's a nice pitch count.
That is. And, you know, man, this is one of those games that you just kind of turn around and you're in the fifth inning, you know. Really good job all day by Walsh.
And another foul ball, strike two. You know, your goal, typically most coaches will tell you, is 15 or less pitches per inning. So you would want to go through the fifth inning at 75 or less pitches. And right now, Walsh, with an opportunity to be well ahead of that, if he can work through this batter and the next batter.
With an out and two strikes on the current batter.
That pitch is high outside heat, a swing and a miss. Much better throw down to third base. A little excitement as the ball goes around the horn in the middle of the infield. Back to Walsh. No run still for Riverfield, but Ziegler heads to the plate and immediately heads to first base, expresses his frustration with a little bat flip over toward the dugout. But how can you blame Coach Barrett and the Tri-County coaching staff? That's the kid that can beat you. I put him on every time.
Totally agree, Cliff. And the thing this young man has to understand is that's a compliment to
absolutely
him. Of course, I know he doesn't like the bat taken out of his hand, but he's going to get that a lot in the next 2 years.
And Nasser heads to bat. Nasser singled and sacrifice bunted. Oh, no, he popped that bunt up to the first baseman was what he did. So one for two on the night for Nasser, but big lead over there again for Ziegler. One ball, no strikes, the count, two outs. And that breaking pitch just misses outside. Another beautiful pitch. Hit a spot.
Man, that would be a great 0-2 pitch right there.
Absolutely.
It starts it over the plate, right over the middle, and it falls dead to the outside. Good curveball, not a strike, though.
Two balls, no strikes, two outs. 6-0 Rebel lead. It's the top of the fifth inning. Riverfield from Rayville, Louisiana, over here facing the Rebels once again. They're probably tired of seeing Tri-County in all the sports they match up in. But now the first time, one of the very few times tonight, we've seen a 3-0 count from Walsh. So three balls, no strikes. Walsh misses badly on the outside. We'll send two runners on the bags for Riverfield, and we're going to get a quick mound visit from Coach RJ.
Things kind of not going his way for the last two, or this batter. Actually, four straight balls, go out there, let him kind of catch his breath, get him back under control.
Well, the good news is you've got runners at first and second. You've got two outs, so you're in an opportunity where you feel pretty comfortable letting him try to get himself out of this trouble right here. You know, he's got a little bit of room to breathe right now. If his base is loaded situation, you might feel different.
Not a high-pressure pitch right this second.
Right.
You know, all we need is one good pitch.
That's right.
Get us out.
A ground ball, a pop-up,
that's right,
a strikeout. There's a lot of ways he can get out right here, and the runner is in scoring position, but he's at second, not at third. That changes everything in this situation.
No doubt, no doubt. And, two, like you said, that 6-0 lead makes a difference, whether, you know, it not being pressure.
And you've got Starks at the plate. He walked his first at-bat, struck out looking his second at-bat, so you got to expect Walsh here to challenge Starks and not try to mess around too much. And that's where Walsh has been missing these last couple of batters, low and outside. He has that breaking pitch fall off the plate, and it's one ball, no strikes.
Yep, need to start a little bit more inside, you know.
So Walsh checks his runner, and Ziegler down at second. Pitch to the swing and a miss, strike one.
Just throws a fastball right by him. I know what pitch I'm throwing next.
I think so, too. I think I might come back with that same pitch again. We'll see. One ball, one strike, two outs, 6-0 Rebel lead. We're at the top of the fifth inning, scheduled for seven here tonight. State, South State Championship Series, game number three. Series tied at 1-1, of course. The sixth matchup between these two teams this season. That ball's driven right back up the middle. That's going to get a run home. for Riverfield. Ziegler turns, heads home. The throw not in time. Throw down to third. Not in time. I thought the Rebels had an opportunity there. I was hoping that throw was going to get cut off because you had the runner dead to rights at third. But this game just got a whole lot more interesting as Riverfield breaks that goose egg 6-1 and still has a runner over at third. Runners on the corner.
Yep. Walsh just kind of left that fastball right over the middle of the plate and, you know, good piece of hitting by the batter there.
Absolutely right. You know, it's so tough on that pitcher when that ball is coming right at your feet. As you finish that throwing motion, it's almost impossible to get down and make that play.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
So Walsh faces Young, the catcher. Young has struck out swinging and grounded out. Walsh checks the runner at third, fakes the throw to third, fakes the throw back to first. Both runners stay put, and Walsh sets up to deliver the first pitch to Young. Pitch from Walsh. Fastball stays high for ball one.
So, Cliff, if the runner goes from first, if he tries to steal, do you try to get him?
That's such a tough call. I don't know. I don't know what the – I have to see the scouting report to see what kind of speed he has, but that's a risky play. Ball is fouled back. One ball, one strike, two outs.
I would guess he's not the fastest one out there, and with our catcher and knowing Sawyer's arm, I think I'd probably go at him.
We'll see what happens here. That's a pretty decent lead over there at first base from Starks. So Walsh checks his runners. Pitch to the plate. Breaking pitch. Just misses. You could see that was one of those the ump thought about it. That arm started to move and then just a little off the plate.
And it was a ball, but it was a heck of a pitch.
But it barely missed. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Walsh, runners on the corner. Pitch stays high. Three balls, one strike. The Rebels in danger of bumping the base and being one swing away from a one-run game. That's something you don't want to see if you're Tri-County.
Correct. And it appears that Braden Walsh is getting a little tired, maybe. Fatigue maybe starting to set in.
69 pitches, the count for Walsh. Two outs, three ball, one strike count, 6-1 Tri-County lead. That pitch catches the strike zone. And, man, Young was halfway down to first base, and that's pretty embarrassing. Don't want to show up the umpire like that.
Yeah, but and I'm Young guessing he's not going to get a call right here.
I don't think he is.
Because he was not sorry about trotting down that line either.
Kind of cut his eyes at the ump when he came back.
Yeah, he did.
So full count here. Two outs, Walsh with a chance to get out of trouble. So Walsh sets up, fakes over to third, looks back to first, nothing doing. Neither runner challenging. So a huge moment here for these ball teams. Opportunity to load the bases up for Riverfield, an opportunity to get out of a tough inning for the Rebels here. Bottom of the fifth, 6-1 lead for the Rebels, but two runners on for Riverfield. The pitch from Walsh. Wow, fouled right into the net. Christian Bond scrambling over there behind the net.
As good as he can scramble.
So, a little excitement over there at the Tri-County dugout.
They woke up a little bit
right
there.
Yes, they did. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, 6-1.
Big pitch right here. Big pitch right here.
So, Walsh checks his runners. Once again, fakes the first, fakes the third.
And Cliff is 3-2 count, two outs, and he's hoping to catch the first base runner getting off that bag.
Walsh comes set. Payoff pitch to the plate. Lifted out into center field. It's going to hold up. Clearman camps out underneath it. Easy catch for Clearman. And trouble is erased for the Rebels. That'll send us to the bottom of the fifth inning. Tri-County leads Riverfield 6-1. You're listening to Tri-County Baseball on 103.9 WYAB.
Are you looking to set your business or organization apart but don't know where to start? How about T. White's Custom Apparel in Florida? T. White makes custom t-shirts, apparel, and promotional items, and is locally owned and operated. So whether you're a local business or need shirts for your church group, T. White's has you covered. From custom shirts, jackets, hats, cups, pins, mugs, and more, T. White's is your one-stop shop for all your advertising needs. Get a free digital mock-up and quote today at twhites.com. That's T-E-E-Whites.com. The Tri-County Academy of Success in the classroom and on the athletic stage begins with the Tri-County Academy Booster Club. Join the team and be a rebel by getting involved and volunteering as a booster. Your involvement is being generated for fundraisers, facility upgrades, equipment, uniforms, and all other needs. Tri-County Athletics thrives in part because of our TCA boosters. Join today by calling the TCA main office at 601-879-8517 and help the Rebels continue the championship tradition.
You're listening to Tri-County Academy on 103.9 WYAB.
Leading off of the Rebels in the bottom of the fifth, your pitcher number three, Braden
Walsh heads to the plate for the Rebels to lead off the bottom of the fifth inning. He's got two singles on the day, two for two. He's done a masterful job out there on the mound. Has given up one run back there in the top of the fifth, but his offense has backed him up with six. So a 6-1 Tri-County lead. First pitch, hit over to the shortstop. He fields it across the diamond just in time, and a quick out registered for Riverfield.
Yeah, jumps on first pitch right there. Almost beat it out, though.
He did, one step. So Clearman is one for two tonight, but that one was a big one. That RBI double out there into center field over the head of the center fielder. So we'll see if Clearman can do it again here in the fifth inning. First pitch stays high and outside for ball one.
And good for Clearman. Man, you know, been a tough season, as we talked about earlier. Big at-bat last time, scored two runs. Good for him.
And Clearman quickly works ahead as he takes ball two. So two balls, no strikes, one out for the Rebels. Clearman drives it through the six hole out into left field. So a single for Clearman. So Clearman runs it to two for three on the night.
And I'm guessing in about one pitch he's going to be standing on second.
I would think it wouldn't take very long for Clearman.
Yeah.
So Clearman loves to have an opportunity to move around the base pass, and he's got Peyton Patridge at the plate. Patridge popped out into foul territory over on the right side, then pop fly out to the right fielder. So I would expect probably something. No, he's going to square it a bunt. Clearman heads into second base. The ball is out into center field. Clearman is going to head over to third. The throw is into third, not in time. And Clearman steals and then advances on the error. And he'll be standing down at third with one out, and Patridge with a real RBI opportunity here in the bottom of the fifth inning of play.
Yeah, heads up play by Jacob Clearman right there, as the ball didn't get too far from the infielders, but there's no fear in that kid.
Well, and the other side of that was he saw the center fielder didn't make a whole lot of effort to get to that ball quickly, and I think Clearman saw that, and that was when he advanced. Yep. And now the first pitch misses behind, or excuse me, the next pitch misses behind the back of Patridge, and now the count's two balls, no strikes, and the activity continues to pick up in the Tri-County dugout. Ball's hit over to the third baseman, throw across the first in time to register the out, but Clearman crosses the plate for run number seven for the Rebels. So a sacrifice for Patridge and an RBI. The Rebels get back the run they lost in the top half of the fifth inning, and now Sawyer Pettit heads to the plate for the Rebels. The nine-hole hitter, Hayden Smith, stands over on deck.
I'm glad that happened the way it did, Cliff. But if the third baseman had a look, they had Jacob Clearman dead to right.
Absolutely. He could have thrown him out at home in a heartbeat.
No doubt.
But he never looked.
Hey, what a better time of year for Jacob Clearman to get hot at the plate.
Absolutely. Pitch. Oh, I thought I was about to say it missed outside, and I kind of think it did, but it gets called a strike. One ball, one strike, two outs.
Well, it was definitely outside, but it obviously didn't miss.
So 1-1 count. Ball's hit over toward the first baseman by Pettit. Toss to the pitcher. He's over in time. The out is registered, and that'll do it. But not before the Rebels add another one to the scoreboard. 7-1 Tri-County lead headed to the top of the sixth inning of play. You're listening to Tri-County Baseball on 103.9 WYAB.
49 Morgan Floor. Our number is 601-879-0402. That's 601-879-0402.
College Cleaners in Clinton. Fair prices, quick turnaround, great service. College Cleaners in Clinton, located right across from Mississippi College. For clean clothes, come to College Cleaners in Clinton. Not just for college kids, but College Cleaners in Clinton.
If you want your hair to look fantastic, then you need to visit Renee at Fabul Salon in the Cotton Exchange Plaza in Florida. 601 area code 502-5956. Visit her on Facebook, Fabul Salon.
Bank Plus makes it easier to bank. With extended drive-through hours plus 24/7 online and mobile banking, we're here when you need us. Lost your debit card? Get a new one instantly at any Bank Plus location. No waiting for the mail. And interactive teller machines offer drive-up personal service 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturdays. Your bank, your plus. Learn more at bankplus.net. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Tri-County Athletics.
First pitch for Tri-County is a ground ball over to Reimer at shortstop. He's across the diamond quickly to Hillman over at first, and the first out is registered after one pitch from Walsh here in the top of the sixth inning of play. Tri-County with a 7-1 lead. I'm Cliff Barker. He's Spence Shepherd. That ball is going to be trouble, driven out into left field. Leha rounds first into second. That is a carbon copy of the first double Leha had tonight.
It sure was. He another inside half fastball belt high, and he turns on it. Hey, good hit by him.
I think that is almost the identical landing spot. I think it's really exactly is. The same thing.
That ball wasn't hit quite as hard as the first one. It wasn't barreled up as much, but same result, right?
So Leha, great piece of hitting since Corley, the right fielder to the plate. Corley is 0 for 2. He had a sacrifice, and he flew out to center field. That ball is smashed down the third baseline over off the Tri-County dugout, bounces out into left field. So Patridge will range over and throw it back into the dugout. Walsh gets a new ball out of the mound. Riverfield with some action on the bases. A runner out at second with one out here in the sixth inning of play. Walsh checks his runner. Comes set. Pitch to the plate, lifted to the right side, but over on the Cox Ferry Road, out of play.
Yeah, Braden getting a little help right there from this batter. He's kind of chasing a little bit, not being as disciplined, I'm guessing, as his coach would like for him to be.
So Walsh comes set again, working from the stretch with the runner down at second base. Catcher sets up outside. Boy, he hits this spot, catches the outside corner. Corley doesn't like it, but Corley's going to take it. It might have been a little off the plate, but it got the call.
Got the call.
So the strikeout registers out number two. 7-1 Tri-County lead. It's the top of the sixth inning of play. Tri-County versus Riverfield. A berth in the state championship series versus the winner of Kirk and North Delta. In the postgame show, we'll jump on Game Changer. I believe they score live, so we should be able to get a score from that game. Should Tri-County hang on to get the win here? We don't want to assume anything with an inning and a third left here at Tri-County tonight.
I will assume one thing, Cliff. The first game in that series was a 9-6 win. I'm going to assume that those teams don't have the pitching that these two teams do.
That might be a good assumption. I don't know anything about either one of them. I haven't seen either one, but I do know that North Delta took care of business with Canton. So one ball, no strikes, two outs. Canton had a good ball team this year.
Yeah, they did.
And they eliminated them back in the first round of play. So Walsh checks his runner and Leha down at second. Pitch to the plate, breaking pitch, just misses outside.
His curveball is breaking 2 foot, it looks like.
It is snappy.
I mean, it is just the bottom is falling out.
He's definitely, his spin rate on that curveball is pretty nice, I would say that.
He is spinning it.
Two balls, no strikes, two outs, 7-1 lead for the Rebels here in the top of the sixth inning. Matchup scheduled for 7 innings. UBS Red Hancock, Yazoo Field, that was in center field. Jacob Clearman missed his out center field. single. Home another run for Riverfield, and that six-run lead for Tri-County has turned into a five-run lead.
Yeah, good hitting right there, man. It's two-strike count. And, you know, he hits line drive in the left field, center field gap.
And that's one where he didn't swing out of his shoes. He reached out, got the ball. He actually kind of pulled it. But, nice piece of hitting, and Riverfield making a little noise here in the sixth. Another hit.
Nimer
scoops it, throw is across in time for the out. That is a SportsCenter top 10 play. A diving catch for Reimer, scrambles to his feet, throws a bullet to Hillman at first, and that will do it for Riverfield in the top of the sixth inning. The Raiders get one run, but Tri-County will take that 7-2 lead to the bottom of the sixth inning. You're listening to Tri-County Baseball on 103.9 WYAB.
When you want your pine trees to grow a little happier and a lot healthier, you need to know Holcomb Aerial Service. When your farm could use one less boll weevil, call on Holcomb Aerial Service. When your row crops need dusting, think Holcomb Aerial Service. From the farm to your own pine forest, Holcomb Aerial Service will stimulate growth, eradicate pests, and preserve the value of your crops. Holcomb Aerial Service, 601-879-8008.
For Hometown Tire and Lube Service, the only name you need to know is Howell's. Howell's Tire Service on 1st Street in Flora is the name you can depend on. Superior down-home customer service combined with competitive prices to make a winning combination for your wallet. And let's not discuss how long it's been since your last oil change. 5,000 miles ago? I'm embarrassed to say miles ago? It's time for an oil change, and Howell's Lube Service can handle the job. Lube Service, new tires, balancing, and tire repair. Howell's has the know-how. Choose Howell's Tire, 1st Street in Flora.
Publication says way to go to the Tri-County Academy Rebels and all of their athletic and academic endeavors. We're proud of the hometown Rebels and all that they achieve. Let GEM Publications achieve greatness for your printing needs. Whether you need color copies, business cards, t-shirts, screen printed goodies, or most anything else, then call GEM Publications at 601-879-3666. Remember, quality is never an accident. Quality and consistency are what Tri-County Academy and GEM Publications are made of. Go Rebels!
Hayden Smith leads off the sixth inning with a lazy pop fly out in the left field that's handled by Nasser. And one out quickly for Riverfield. Mize still on the mound for the Raiders. And that's going to send Grayson Reimer. Grayson Reimer with that heads-up defensive play to end that last inning. Boy, what a defensive snag and throw by Reimer.
Dun-dun-dun.
I'm telling you, I don't think it was too much of an exaggeration. That was big time.
That was a great play.
One ball, no strike. He lifts that one out into center field. I think it's going to hang up just enough, and Leha will come in and make the play in Tri-County quickly. Two pop fly outs, and Albritton's going to head to the plate with two outs.
And Cliff, you know, when that ball left the bat, I thought it kind of might have a chance to fall. But their outfielders are playing so shallow that he's able to make that play easy.
And the funny thing about it is the wind, when it blows, is blowing straight out. So,
yep. And they've been burned several times in the outfield due to that.
And a nice fastball for Trenton Mize. And counts no balls, one strike, two outs. It's the bottom of the sixth inning. Strike two called. Bottom half of the zone. Nice pitch by Mize. Challenging Albritton here with two outs in the sixth inning.
Yeah, 0-2 count. I'm looking for a breaking ball here.
And it's a swing and a miss from Albritton. And that is the 1-2-3 inning. Boy, that's the quickest half inning we've seen so far of the night. And with that, we'll jump away for another break. 7-2 is your score here. Tri-County versus Riverfield. You're listening to Tri-County Baseball on 103.9 WYAB.
Have you been injured through no fault of your own? Do you know your rights? you are fully informed. It costs nothing to discuss your case. From car wrecks to malpractice, Don Evans will make you and your family whole again. Don Evans won't ever charge unless he collects for you. Call Don for a free, no-obligation consultation at 601-969-2006.
We all love the farm-to-table food concept, right? Well, at Burnt Corn Farm, they bring you locally grown flowers straight from the farm to the vase. With a wide selection of flowers and excellent service, Burnt Corn Farm will make your next party or shower a southern delight. Sign up for a monthly bouquet subscription, and their farm fresh flowers will brighten your days all season long. You can also book your next family photo session in their wildflower field. That's Burnt Corn Farm on Facebook and Instagram.
You're listening to Tri-County Academy on 1039 WYAB.
We're headed to the top of the seventh inning, Riverfield. The lead off this inning, John Cade Ziegler. We fully expect to see another intentional walk. Let's see if Walsh pitches to him or not. And he does not. Heads to first. Now Ziegler has slid somewhere along the way and blown out the whole right leg on his pants. Good thing he's got some sliding shorts on.
Hey, oddly enough, he's been on every at-bat, Quill.
Yes, he has. How's he ended up on base every time?
Just as I would have done, I put in there.
Mm-hmm. So Ziegler heads down to first base, so a free base runner for Riverfield, but it's the top of the seventh. Tri-County 3 outs away from a trip to the state championship series, but Riverfield looking to make some noise late in this ballgame. Breaking pitch, lifted out into left field. Patridge ranges back, makes the play. Great play out in left field by Patridge, and 1 out registered for the Rebels.
Yep. Good pitch. Just a long out, Cliff.
Noisy out. So heading to the plate for Riverfield is Starks. Starks is... he's walked, struck out looking, and singled. Ziegler still with a nice lead over there at first. Surprised we haven't seen a throw in behind him. We'll see. That pitch catches the outside corner. Nasty curve ball. We've seen that strike zone grow a little bit on that outside corner. And if I'm Braden Walsh, I'm liking it.
Yep. Of course, it's been that way for both teams.
It has been called right down the middle.
He's been consistent, and that's what he's doing.
No balls, one strike, one out here in the seventh inning of play. Swing and a miss on a breaking pitch.
Same exact pitch, Cliff, but he chased it.
So 0-2 is the count, Riverfield. 2 outs left to make some noise. Rebels hoping to head to that state championship series. Walsh looking for a complete game here tonight. That pitch just misses. It's not far off from where that last ball was called a strike, but maybe 3 or 4 inches outside.
It was great 0-2 pitch right there, though. I fully expected the batter to chase that.
We got a time call just to let you know. Kirk and North Delta are facing each other up at Grenada at Kirk Academy. Kirk with a 2-1 lead in the top of the fourth inning. The Raiders from Kirk won the first game in the series, so they're looking to wrap it up tonight. Pitch from Walsh, swing and a miss, and that's strikeout. Registers out number 2, and Riverfield is down to their last out. Tri-County with that 7-2 lead. 2 outs here in the top of the seventh. Tri-County could wrap things up right here with 1 more out.
1 out away from playing for a state championship in baseball.
So Walsh checks his runner over at first with Ziegler. Pitch to the plate. Just misses outside. Boy, he's trying to feast on that outside corner now that he knows he's getting that call.
Yeah, and he's eating that corner up, too.
Just missed. So 1 ball, no strikes, 2 outs. Riverfield down to that last out. Walsh checks Ziegler over at first. Pitch to the plate. Stays outside. 2 balls, no strikes.
Man, great block by Sawyer Pettins. That ball bounces over the outside. On the ground, and he kept the ball in front, keeps the runner on first base from
Pettit's
second.
Pettit's footwork has gotten better and better with each game as the season's gone on, and he's doing a great job behind the plate for the Rebels. Pitch from Walsh, swing and a miss, and let me tell you something. Young couldn't have swung any harder at that pitch. I think he nearly fell down.
I'm surprised he still has shoes on, Cliff.
He gave it everything he had, missed by 2 feet. So 2 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. Pitch just misses the outside corner once again. Coach R.J. Barrett over there wanted that call.
He did, but it was out.
And from his viewpoint, it probably did look like a strike.
Because he hit his spot. Catcher didn't move.
But it did miss just outside, maybe one ball outside. Pitch is driven through the six hole, and that's a base hit. So Ziegler advances over to second. Young finds a place down at first. Walsh is going to face Parker. And let me tell you something. I would love to wrap this game up here with Parker because Lehigh is hot tonight.
Yeah, I agree. Two doubles in the last two at-bats.
Lehigh, if Lehigh gets a chance to get to the plate, that means it would be bases loaded, and that's a young man that could push a couple runs across the plate and make this game interesting very quickly.
Yep.
So we'll see. Hoping that Walsh wraps this thing up right here versus Parker. So first pitch from Walsh to Parker. Catches that outside corner. Fastball called strike one.
Really good first strike pitch right there.
Walsh wasting no time. Comes set again quickly. Tri-County looks like the focus is on the out at the plate right now. Checks his runners. Breaking pitch. Hit out to the shortstop. He's going to take it to first base in time, and that will do it. The Rebels wrap it up tonight. They are state championship bound. What a season by these Tri-County Rebels as they wrap things up against that opponent, Riverfield. Take the record against Riverfield this year to 5-1 on the season. And they're going to be headed to the state championship versus either Kirk or North Delta.
Yeah, and you know, we had to have some balls bounce our way to beat them 5 out of 6 times, Cliff. That's a good ball club.
Absolutely. Great pitching on both sides. Both game threes have been a little bit more offensive contest, but the Rebels come away victorious, and we'll be heading to the state championship next week. We're going to step away for a 3-minute break, and then we're going to come back and wrap things up and look forward to that state championship series next week. Rebels win 7-2. They're headed to the state championship. You're listening to Tri-County Baseball on 103.9 WYAB.
Continue the championship tradition.
At Bank of Yazoo, we believe that common sense makes for better banking. That's why we've taken our array of checking accounts and simplified them for you, boiling down features and benefits to create our new you, achieve you, benefit you, and protect you checking accounts. Ready to discover how simple is better? Talk with us today. Bank of Yazoo, Bank of You.
If you've ever been stuck on the side of the road with engine trouble or because of an accident, you know how frustrating that can be. I'm Chad Stevens of Chad Stevens Record Service. We'll help take some of the stress out of this stressful situation. We've been rated by AAA as one of the top 10 towing services in the entire USA. Why? Well, just ask our customers. So keep our number in your cell phones and call us if you need us. 662-755-8645. That's Chad Stevens Record Service. 662-755-8645.
The strength of any athletic team lies with the solid foundation of its players. The solid foundation for your construction project starts at Spencer Ready Mix. Spencer Ready Mix Concrete delivers only the highest quality materials with prompt, truthful service. Spencer Ready Mix prides itself on that service, meaning they can over-deliver for you with concrete for all size construction projects, from house paths to commercial projects and everything in between. Spencer Ready Mix in Jackson. Call 601-981-6080 to schedule today or go to SpencerReadyMixConcrete.com.
You're listening to The Rebels on 103.9 WYAB.
Celebration playing in the background as some celebration is going on outside the field. A nice meeting between the coaches and the players inside the field, and Tri-County is state championship bound once again. And don't you love it for these kids to see multiple state championship appearances by these athletic programs in one season as the Rebels will head to the state championship once again. I'm Cliff Barker. He's Spence Shepherd. It was a 7-2 victory here for the Rebels versus Riverfield in a game that became a little bit more offensive after you saw two pitching duels Monday and Tuesday night between these two ball clubs.
Yeah, man. You know, Cliff, I was sitting here during the game counting six of the nine starters on this team has state championship football rings. How cool would that be for that to happen in baseball?
Oh.
I'm sure there's many more in the dugout as well.
Oh, yeah.
But that's significant to this school to have the athletics, our programs being what they are. Winning multiple state championships in one year, shoot, winning one state championship every 5 years, pretty dang good.
Right.
You know,
it's been a good last decade and a half for Tri-County. I think you were a school that coming into the 2010 season, you had two state championships in the history of the school, and you've won how many since then? Four in football, two in baseball, one in basketball, four in softball.
Another one in baseball.
Yeah, two in baseball.
Two in baseball.
It's been a great run. I know those numbers are not exact, but we're close.
Yeah,
I think
right.
We're pretty close. It's been a great run in the last little more than a dozen years for athletics at Tri-County, and it's a testament to the all-around athletic ability to some of these kids that you've got kids that are multi-sport athletes that are successful in all sports. A lot of these starters on this baseball field are the same kids that made noise on the football team and that state championship team. And the same thing can be said for Riverfield. Riverfield's got some kids that are just like the kids from Tri-County. The Rebels just happened to do what it took to come out on top this year.
100% agree. You know, kudos to Riverfield. I don't feel like they had the athletes that Tri-County has. But, I mean, they were mixing it up and fighting like dogs to try to get this series win.
And let's give some credit to the starting pitcher tonight, Spicer.
Yep.
You tried to curse him to start the game, and that kid came out for three innings and was lights out.
Yeah,
he looked good. Yes,
yeah.
He did.
He really was good, which I wasn't expecting. And then the kid relieving him, what was his name?
Trenton Mize.
Mize. He came in, kind of had a rocky start when he did come in, but then settled in good and finished the game for him. Just a bunch of kids that get after it, just like our kids.
And what an exciting moment here. Now, this is something you don't get in football anymore. You don't have a South and North State championship in football anymore because it's a 16 seed,
right,
seeded by power points. So you don't get South and North anymore. Baseball and basketball, I think you still do. I know you do in baseball. So Tri-County with an opportunity here tonight to get the blue trophy. Headmaster Steve Fleming out at pitcher's mound. Coach Barrett and Coach Hillman over here waiting with the boys to go out there and get that blue trophy. The newsmen are here with the camera getting ready to film it. They'll be on the news tonight here locally. So a big moment here for this Rebel baseball squad. But a great season for Tri-County and a huge moment as they head to face the winner between Kirk and North Delta next week in the state championship. Now, unfortunately for the Rebels, one thing we're being told this year is that North and South alternate hosting the state championship. So even though the Rebels are the only remaining number one seed, they were the only remaining number one seed coming into this week. All the other number ones were eliminated. The Rebels will still not be the host school. They'll have to travel to either Batesville or Grenada twice and here once. It'll be a road game, a home game. If a third game is needed, that game will be at either Kirk or North Delta.
Right.
So if you're a Rebel fan, be ready to do a little traveling next week.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, it's not the number one seeds. It swaps places north and south every year of who the home seed is.
Yeah, so we'll be traveling, but you know that could be good because if you sweep, you win that state championship at home.
Absolutely, and that's what I'm looking for. And,
yeah.
And you know, Cliff, I honestly think I hadn't seen the other two teams play, but I think these are the best two teams left in the state right here, Riverfield and Tri-County.
Well, they're both solid squads. They've had some great competition against one another this year. The third game in both series was a little bit more, like I said, an offensive game, 14-4, 7-2. But outside of that, 1-0, 1-0, 2-0, 3-0. That is a testament to the starting pitching, the number one and number two pitcher for both these teams. And now give credit to Walsh here tonight. He only allowed two runs tonight.
Exactly.
So a great performance by Walsh as well. And the Rebels have put together one heck of a season amid coaching turmoil, turnover in the program, different things happening. The Rebels come out, compete, take care of business. Let me look at what the Rebels have run. Now, I'll mention this before I run to the Rebels. 3-1 lead, bottom of the fourth, Kirk over North Delta, and Kirk leads the series 1-0. So we're about to wrap this thing up. But let me take a look at a couple of things right here for Tri-County.
I guarantee the Rebels, Cliff, the message out there with Coach Barrett talking to his team, I bet was, we're not finished. We're not finished.
Now, this Rebel program, 26-7 on the season, two losses to Hartfield, two losses to Jackson Prep.
Yeah, it's a pretty good record.
Yeah, so that puts you 26-3 outside of two of the best programs in the state of Mississippi.
Yep.
This Tri-County program is legit. This Tri-County program has been a threat all season long. Struggled to get the bats going early. The bats have woken up when it mattered. The defense has been solid, made big plays when it counted, did what it takes to win those close ball games, and the Rebels are headed to another baseball state championship. Closing thoughts, and we're going to wrap it up.
You know, my closing thought would be, this is our state championship to lose. If we go up there, perform in three games just like we did this series, I feel like we are going to be the better team, and we should come out victorious and another state championship to add to the year.
So Spence's prediction is Rebels win next week. I feel the same way. We hope to see it. Not sure about the schedule next week, so I don't want to go ahead and announce right now when the games will be, but pay attention to Tri-County social media, and you'll see we're going to try our best to get a broadcast of hopefully the final game next week, but we'll have to see how the schedule goes. So pay attention. We'll get it sent out, and we're going to be back on the air again, and I hope it's calling a state championship for these Rebels. 7-2, Rebels win. Wrap up the series, three games, take care of business versus Riverfield. Another South State Championship heads home to Tri-County. The Rebels continue to take care of business. Rebels are state championship bound. You're listening to Tri-County Academy Baseball on 103.9 WYAB.
This is Central Mississippi's Stimulating Talk.
1039 WYAB, Pocahontas, Jackson. Major global markets except China. Nissan has annual sales surge nearly 20% and hopes to maintain its leadership in electric vehicles in the Japanese market. market with its RE SUV. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
All right, well, we actually have a pretty good farm on Madera.
Shaw's Green Hub is really bringing in the green. She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
Okay.